Dude, so you know the Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah.
That really, really shitty movie that came out, like
Yeah, the
in.
one that let every like 14-year-old like rediscover the song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Thank you, Panic at the
Yeah.
Disco. And everybody got sexually attracted to the Joker too.
Oh
Let's not
yeah.
forget about that. So James Gunn is doing the sequel-ish, reboot-ish Suicide Squad. Did you
Yeah.
see that? Have you seen the new trailer?
I haven't yet, and I'm kind of scared too because they're gonna put like another Queen song in it.
But the thing is, it's good.
Is it
Oh,
really?
dude, it looks actually really good. I watched it
Did they
just a
like
week.
learn?
Yeah, I think they did. They actually made it look fun and enjoyable
Hopefully they're
and
not
not like a piece
lying.
of shit.
What if the trailers were like all good and then you go to see it and it is just the exact same movie just airing in the theater?
Probably what's gonna end up happening. Thank you, James Gunn. But here, this, I'm gonna sell you on it right now. You
Yeah.
ready? You know the character King Shark?
I think so.
He's an anthropomorphic like shark thing. He's kind of like a
I think I remember
dumbass or
him.
something. Guess who's voicing him?
Who?
Sylvester Stallone.
You shitting
I'm not
me?
joking. They just like it was just announced today in the trailer that it's Sylvester
I mean,
Stallone.
is he just a really muscular shark?
That's all he is.
Well,
I'll pull it
then it
up.
makes sense,
It
honestly.
it's honestly kind of incredible. He, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Like that's what he looks like, and that's him in. Oh wait, that's him in the Flash. Like there we go, there we go. That's him in Suicide Squad. That's
Honestly,
Sylvester
I love the way that looks,
Stallone.
but every time I see it, I want to laugh at
I know, he's so cute.
it. He's just like, "Hi."
No, there's actually a scene in the trailer where he's like, he goes up to somebody, he's just like nom nom, and he just eats. It's an R-rated movie. It's like he tears people in half and shit like that, and bites their head off.
Fucking Deadpool 2.
Oh yeah, it's kind of incredible actually.
That'd be interesting.
Did you know that Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool is gonna be in the MCU though?
Is it really?
Yeah, like it is 100% confirmed that R-rated Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool will be in the MCU.
It is now canon.
Yeah, Kevin Feige said it himself. He says they're going to do. Oh shit. They said that he said directly R-rated Deadpool is going to be in the MCU and Ryan Reynolds will be him.
Hell
Isn't
yeah.
that awesome?
So the movie's gonna be like PG-13 and he's just gonna come in and
Well, he's got one F-bomb at that point.
he's got one allowed.
If they
Like at
actually.
least several sex jokes at
Exactly.
most.
Maybe he can say penis.
Maybe.
There's a it's actually this is the stupid thing. Like if a movie says fuck more than once,
Oh yeah,
it's
it
R-rated.
is basically a written rule.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. So I'm wait if they do Deadpool PG-13, which
Yeah.
I wouldn't complain about, but I would hope that they would do it R.
Yeah, I
If
would too.
they did PG-13, I would want the whole movie to be based around Deadpool trying to find the perfect time to say the
Yeah, that
F-bomb.
would
That
be
would be hilarious.
it would.
It would be a proper.
The whole thing would be him trying to bypass the rating system for movies in a movie.
I heard before, like, the first Deadpool even came out, like, because that was before, like, R-rated was cool and stuff like
Yeah.
that, and the companies were trying to, be family friendly and shit like
Yeah.
that. But, obviously, like, 10-year-olds watch R-rated movies anyways.
I mean, yeah, usually they do.
But they were thinking about doing it PG-13 and having all the swearing, but it was all going to be bleeped out in a comedic way.
That I would watch that.
Yeah, that can work, but
Yeah.
it's not like ideal, I guess.
It's not the same, but
Yeah.
yeah, I would still watch. I was on Steam, on the community page for Fallout New Vegas,
Yeah.
and it just told me you have to be like, I don't. It normally says 18 for stuff like that, and even though I click remember, it doesn't, so it makes me put in my birthday every time or some shit, even though I'm 20. It said I
Yeah.
had to be 21 one time.
You serious?
Yeah,
What the fuck?
did someone like post something on the community page where it was just like, oh,
Maybe.
like let's change the entire like layout of everything?
I guess so. One thing that's really awesome, we were talking about like the royal family on the last episode a little
Yeah.
bit. One thing that's actually since you seem to have the answer to everything, I actually kind of want to know this. The Queen's Guard, okay?
Yeah.
What is in that hat?
That's a great question. I'd imagine it's fitted to their head. Like it's
Okay.
bear fur. It's the Grenadier Guards wear that.
Yeah. I was thinking it's just like an extension of
like,
the head.
I was about to say they're hiding the secret conehead soldiers.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But like, I doubt it's like you could push it down and it would just go to their shoulders. Probably. Like, I personally think that it's fitted because I don't know, but that's what I would guess.
If somebody came up to you in the Queen's Guard outfit, would you be intimidated?
I mean, just because of the hat, yeah. Like, I see that, and I don't know what to think, because, like, and I'm someone who has interest in, like, military uniform stuff, specifically the headgear, especially, like, Napoleonic stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, those all look decorative and colorful to, like, designate regiments and stuff, and, like, nationality. But I look at that, and I'm just like, this thing is just a cylinder of fucking fur. Like,
it's like I respect it. I'm like, that's kind of,
it's weird. I do feel intimidation is the best way to put it.
Yeah. And I was looking into it for whatever reason. Like, I honestly couldn't find any, like, what is inside of it other than it's made out of bear fur.
Like, yeah, that's all I've seen. Like,
okay.
Is it hollowed? I mean,
I don't know.
Is there something for, like, support? I understand it has to be fitted to their head.
Exactly.
Because it's one of those styles of hats. Well, yeah, headgear, hat, cover, whatever.
But did you know that the strap, since it's under their nose and not under their chin, that's because, like, if somebody shoots the hat, then it won't, like, like, I think that's kind of like, oh shit.
That is interesting.
Because, like, you know, if it knocks off your nose, that's not as bad, I guess. But I love the Queen's Guard so much because, like, they are, like, very, very, very dedicated to their job, which is important.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But, like, they do things that are just like, but why? Because, like, they cannot move from their spot. Like, every 10 minutes, they can, like, walk a circle.
Yeah, and always, it's like, spot. I think they're required to do to do that, too.
They can't go on bathroom breaks. And if they have to pee, their uniform is literally made so you don't see them taking a piss.
Yeah.
Like, they just let it go.
And it's just, like, plastic lined. They've got, like, fucking, like, bags in there.
Like, they're basically.
Oh, the color sergeant smells like piss. I can't see anything, though.
Shit, did you know that they're even supposed to faint a certain way? Because, like, they faint so often.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have bayonets on their rifles, if I remember. So if they fall, they're going to just, like, right through their fucking chest or something.
They actually had to fall at attention.
They really?
They faint at attention. They have to have their arms to their side. They can't fall forward or backward. They have to fall to their side perfectly.
Well, the more concussions they get, the easier it is for them to do one singular thing for hours.
That is true. See, it all makes sense.
I look at, like, the way they do that. When they do an about face when they march, they do this, like, really exaggerated stomp.
Oh, my gosh.
And I look at that, and it just hurts to watch. I don't – and which is weird because normally when I think of, like, the British military, and I'm not thinking of, like, oh, like, all 1700s red coat shit. I think of them as classy. Even today, they're just classier than I see ours, probably because, you know, I see a romanticized version of theirs versus I see ours for how it is. But I look at them do that, and then I look at, like, say, the guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the army. Mm-hmm. When they do an about face and they turn around, they don't do it all stupid.
They don't look like they're really putting in the effort. Like, it's exaggerated.
It is very exaggerated. And like, that's talking about, like, a military formation that's supposed to be, like, you're supposed to notice it. It's supposed to be very sharp and, like, deliberate.
Right.
But you look at them do it, and it's like that times 10.
Yeah. There is a video. I'm trying to find it. I don't think I'm going to find it, but there is a one time where they stand at attention or whatever, and it's so exaggerated and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the dude literally falls over and then quickly gets back up and then does it again, and the person that he was doing it to is just standing there watching him, and you're like, oh, that motherfucker is fired. Like, he gone. Like, it's,
they're gonna put him in the London Tower.
Off with his head!
Our British accents are horrible, and I know, like, oh, I say British accent, there's, like, what, at least, like, 80 or something?
Exactly.
I don't know. But, like, none of the ones we do match any of them.
Oh, yeah, I could do a really good Dick Van Dyke accent from
Mary Poppins. I could pull a Cockney accent really well, and then we do it, and it's just, like, It's fucking garbage.
Like, it's...
like, I feel like it's almost offensively bad.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where it's racist.
Yeah, like, I feel like somebody who, like, actually knows someone who has that, like, speech mannerism is just gonna, like, hear us say that and just, like, be like, these guys are so fucking ignorant.
If you could have any accent, because obviously you had the perfect, like, Midwest...
Oh, we already have the perfect
accent. Yeah, obviously. What would you say, like, if you had to have an accent, what would it be?
Well... based on, I mean, the only German accent, like, I can, I've understood, like, to the point that I can separate and remember is just that standard Berliner High German that I would take that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because I want to say, like, Hessian, I can't even say the fucking name right, probably, but then I thought for a second, and the I was one like,
person.
I just know about how they sound, not what they sound like.
Interesting. See, I just do French because it sounds sexy.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything that isn't, like, American-based,
oh, yeah.
it's in that nice Central Europe area,
yeah.
is usually a good go-to from the perspective of an American.
Yeah. Where, because, like, obviously we have our own accent. It's not like...
Yeah, we can hardly notice it.
Exactly, like, but we all still know that each, like... we have our different styles. Like, obviously, like, a dude from Boston is going to sound a lot different from, somebody from California. So, I always thought that's interesting.
Yeah, but we have, like, when I look at, like, us compared to, like, England and then the rest of, you know, the surrounding areas, because, once again, I don't know if it's called the United Kingdom anymore. I don't follow British politics. I don't even want to follow our own. Yeah. But they have, like, so many different accents concentrated into a very small landmass.
Yeah.
And then you have us, where it's like, yeah, we have, like, enough accents. And I feel like I talked about this on here already. We can almost count all of them on, like, two hands.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
And we're, like, noticeably bigger landmass-wise. Yeah. Like,
it gets to the point where, like, you're able to tell when you're, like, from... this spot of Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
And I can never really put my finger on it, but, like, I know people have done, like, I'm sure there's studies out there from some random...
No one studies around here.
Shitty Ohio. See, Ohio is interesting because people really want to get out.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole joke. Like,
everybody wants to get out of Ohio.
That's, like, the only thing people from, like, outside of Ohio even know about Ohio.
Oh, yeah, they're the people that just want to leave.
It's like, yeah, it's...
it makes sense now.
I don't even know whether to consider us, because, like, we're Eastern time. Like, I don't know, I almost consider Ohio that border between Midwest and Eastern Seaboard.
Right.
Because, like, I think once you start getting out to, like, the Appalachia areas, like, around, I'd say, like, Cleveland and... not Cleveland. Mm-hmm. It's... I don't know, the whole other half of Ohio, the half that at least looks nice...
Yeah.
I almost consider that part of the Eastern Seaboard, and then I, like, I look at where we live, and I'm like, we're basically, like, in Indiana. Like,
yeah, we're so Midwest. Close. We're just...
We're that transition between basically East Coast, I think.
Shit.
And Midwest.
I even though I want to leave Ohio, I still respect Ohio.
It's because we live here.
It's not... bad.
Oh, no, it's not bad. It's so mediocre that it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, when you think of, like, just opportunity in general.
Right.
We have more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to, like, what people want to do with their life, we have, like, not as much to offer, no. I think. Like, we have stuff to offer, but, like, it's harder to find. You might not even, I don't know, at least the specific spot we live in, the fucking desolate lake plains that have, like, nothing.
We got corn, though.
And soybeans. We got
a shit ton of corn and soybeans.
That's why I can't grow a mustache. My estrogen levels surrounded by soybeans.
So I pulled up a list, and it's the, it says the 15 best things to do in Ohio, but there's a lot more. It's by TripAdvisor.com, and we're going to have to...
Well, it's TripAdvisor's job to find really mediocre, average, touristy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you want to do? Drive? See the big ball of yarn, which we don't even actually have?
We don't anymore?
Dude, I don't even think we ever did. I thought that was somewhere else.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. We used to have the big butter Jesus or some shit.
The
Do you not remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
And then it like burnt down.
Wow, that's kind of badass.
It was just like,
or did it
this giant statue of Jesus? I feel like I should clarify that it wasn't butter; it was a nickname. It was this big old statue of Jesus, and I forget where. Not too far from here. It was just like this off-white yellow color. The whole thing, solid one color. Yeah, and he was throwing his arms to the sky like Willem Dafoe in Platoon. I said Platoon so stupid. I said Platoon or whatever. Platoon. I can't even replicate it. But yeah, it looks like Sergeant Elias when he's just getting blasted.
Oh shit, look at that.
And Jesus McDonald's. Dropped his cross and he's like screaming.
That's kind of... Why have I never heard of this?
I forget about it frequently, just like everything else here.
Oh my god. That is so cool. Butter Jesus, everybody. Let's just look for the Butter Jesus.
The Big Butter Jesus.
Amazing. 15 best things to do in Ohio.
The Big Butter Jesus, exactly. And everything else is related to it. I mean, what, you drive around, if you're a teenager, you go to Walmart and just be a fucking prick. Because, I mean, that's what all teenagers in Ohio do.
Exactly.
If it's not drugs, like copious amounts of hard drugs.
We are all either, like extreme hicks.
Yeah.
Or we're just hipsters wanting to go to California. That's pretty much what it is. And you and me, we're just like a mix of both.
Oh yeah.
Really are.
I'm like a redneck hippie. It's really hard to explain because I don't really do
hippie things.
I don't really do redneck things, but then I look at it and I'm like, I do, but the people I compare myself to are like the really hardcore rednecks that like only places like these in the country have.
The ones that...
So, like, if I were to go to, say, like, Chicago, people would be like... And this is, mind you, in Illinois, people would be like, dude, it's like fucking hick.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the context of where you are in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, like, don't get me wrong, like, I listen to, like, Frank Zappa and shit, but, like, I also go sledding on the back of a broken car hood behind a utility vehicle when I'm bored. Or, like... I throw rocks off of bridges at TVs that are down there. Like, bottles at refrigerators. There's nothing to do here. Like, while they're leaking out Freon because they're, like, from the 50s or whatever, I'm just whipping, like, glass bottles at them because I have nothing to do.
And then you're just like, yeah, I did it. Well, and you get that boost of serotonin.
I already said it, like, on, like, I don't know if we have this episode up or not, but, like... There's a coworker I have from Florida, like,
and this
and he's like, well, no wonder all y'all fuckers do drugs, because there's, like, nothing to do. He hates it here, and he's not even from, like, coastal Florida. He's from, like, central, like, inland Florida, and there's still, I don't know how to explain, it doesn't have all the beachy touristy shit, but it still has way more shit to do.
Wow.
He comes here, he's like, it's cold, and outside of that, there's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, like, you can even go up to, like, Toledo, which is the biggest place in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, okay, cool, yeah, it has noticeably more things, but, like, it also, I just would get so fucking bored of being there.
Yeah, yeah. At least we have, you are, like, heated.
Oh, I am. I love this place, but I hate it here so
Nick is going through a midlife crisis.
I am. I mean, shit, for all the heroin us Ohioans do, I'm only going to live to 40 anyways.
So we're going to cure your depression of Ohio?
If I leave for a while, yeah. You know what's going to be fucked up, though? I bet I'm going to move away. Well, if I move away, I bet I'm going to want to come back.
Probably.
And then I'm just
going to... That's what I feel like is going to happen.
I'm going to realize, like, oh, I'm not happy anywhere.
At that point, you're just going to, like... get an island somewhere.
Oh yeah. If that was at all possible, here's I would have by now.
Here's the shit that I want to do, okay?
Yeah.
I want to put all my life savings, which is like a quarter, okay?
Yeah.
Into buying Jeffrey Epstein's island, okay? Because you know that shit is dirt cheap now.
Oh yeah. Okay. I feel like the government seize? I don't even know. It's almost impossible to think who has it right now.
Exactly. If it is up for sale. Sorry, yawn. But if it is up for sale right now, I would cap that shit instantly.
Like, oh, yeah. If it was in my budget, I would... first of all, because I know it's not, so that's why I'm saying it. But
nobody wants to be known as the one that has the Jeffrey Epstein's islands, but you know, me, I'm just
it's
like,
better
well,
than
hey,
what I have
I
here.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like anybody anyways. Nobody needs to know that it's me.
Like,
so
someone
I'll
could just, like,
island.
Fill all the, like, the pedophile dungeons with, like, cement or something.
Exactly.
And just, like, I don't even need any structures there.
Keep Pokemon cards in there.
I don't care. I'll put a hut on there.
There you go. Yeah. A fucking yurt or something.
I laughed and burped at the same time.
Shit, I found it. Amish country. Boom. Amish country here in Ohio. We're good to go. I feel so
good. One of them I saw was a cemetery. It's like, I can understand why it would be appreciated because it looks cool, but then again, it's like, you think, we have Kosai, but you think, it's not even Kosai anymore.
I don't even know why it's
but like,
Kosai right here.
You think that, like, there would be more interesting things to offer than cemeteries, but like, no, we have cemeteries.
Yeah.
They look neat.
We have a progressive baseball field. Is that like
the, like the insurance company owns it. I don't know what team that's for. Is it like the Indians?
Maybe. Some team I don't care about. Nobody cares about baseball. Nobody cares about baseball.
Like, even me, like, I
know it's like the all-American sport, but nobody cares.
It's almost more Asian than American at this point. Because, like, look how popular it is in, like, Korea, Japan, China, and, like, any surrounding area.
Thanks, America.
But, don't get me wrong, like, I don't even like the sport. I just like the experience of going there with my family. That's literally it. I just, like, I feel like this is almost every sports fan at this point. It's just like, yeah, I like a team for the sake of, like, having a team to like. Uh-huh. And it just gives me an excuse to, like, get together and do shit.
We have Cedar Point.
Oh, to be fair, though.
That's, like, the most decent thing here.
Yeah, because, like, any of my friends on Discord that I talk to that live within several states away have at least heard of it or been there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
I have some friends from, like, the other side of Pennsylvania, and they're like, oh, yeah, I went to Sandusky for that.
I know it says, like, it's the number one amusement park in the world and stuff like
I
that.
I don't think it's
like,
in the world, but...
In America,
It's got to be up there.
Anytime I heard that, I'm just like, okay. All right, but, whatever. But, like, apparently it actually is, and I'm just kind of like... But I've been there my entire life. Like, it's weird,
yeah.
But... I've only
been there once.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. I almost like just... Sandusky as a whole more just because it was right
nice.
On Lake Erie.
It's
and
really nice.
The that's where my grandpa grew up. But funny thing is that same friend, well, Pittsburgh isn't on the other side of Pennsylvania now that I think about it, but it's still it's at least 5 hours away. Yeah. But there's a field there. We were talking about you know, Sandusky, Ohio, mm-hmm. and Cedar Point, and he's like, oh yeah, we have a field dedicated to Jerry Sandusky's dad. Like the college athlete rapist or whatever, that coach.
How fantastic.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, we have that. And I'm just like, neat. We have this like joke or whatever where we had this friend from out of country.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we were talking about Jerry Sandusky. And he said, who's Jerry Disgusty? And we're just like, I mean, that's a better name. God, there was a joke that my friends and I had
mm-hmm.
where... since we're all from different spots in the country, mm-hmm. there was always this kid at our school who had the name of Garrett. I started the conversation there was a kid named Garrett, and I'm not even going to talk about what he did just because it makes me really uncomfortable. It's just really gross.
Okay.
But it just had to do with damn near breaking the fucking toilets. But they're like, oh yeah, we had a kid named Garrett. At our school, one of them said that, where, yeah, he, like, in history class would, like, steal the teacher's, like, licorice from their desk and, like, vaped during the Holocaust movie we were watching.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then, like, one of the other ones was like, oh, yeah, we had a kid named Garrett, and he got expelled from our school because he was taking pictures of other guys in the bathroom or some shit. I was just like...
It's always Garrett.
I just said that one of my friends that we met on there looked like that kid named Garrett from... my school when I was a little kid. And then, like, this whole thing started. We're like, oh my god, like, is it just a Garrett thing?
I guess so.
I feel like I have to say, like, this shouldn't be, like, a target to anyone named Garrett. It's just a coincidence, but it's a really funny one.
Well, when we started going to school together, who was our... Do we have a Garrett?
I don't think we did, but I don't know if we knew him.
We just had, like...
of them.
We just had, like, Kyles, and we had, like...
Yeah, our school was either, like, overly redneck.
Yeah.
Or, that was so predominant that, like, I almost can't notice. Oh, we had the really, every school has a really edgy kid. Mm-hmm. And then the people that, like, try to, like, be really tough by, like, saying shit like, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to go to jail tomorrow or shit. And it's just like, oh, you're trying to sound cool, but you sound like a socially inept asshole.
Yeah, there's like 15 of those.
Where... Oh, and there's at least 15 of those at every school, even if there's only 15 people at that school.
See, teachers are so, like,
mind you, up. Like, anybody, myself included, like, some skinny white 150-pound kid could kick the shit out of them.
Really?
Yeah, but, like, because they're the people that do that to compensate for the fact that they don't, they have nothing to physically offer to be tough, and they feel the need to be, so they're just like, oh, I'm gonna just kind of act like a prick and not talk to anyone.
Exactly, because they're just, they're so enlightened.
They want to be so fucking mysterious.
They want to feel like the Joker.
Yeah, really pretty much. It, that is exactly. What is it with, like, us coming full circle to, like, the Joker? Are we these people? are we just blind to, like, the things we're making fun of?
I guess so. We are talking
about society. Are we the 14-year-olds that, like, hate society and love the Joker?
Hey, drop in the comments if you think we're the Joker.
I use Spotify, so I won't see your comments.
Smack that like button if you if you think we're the Joker.
The 3 a.m. Joker challenge where Joker climbs in my window and I push him back out.
Yo, that is a perfect name for a new podcast. We're going to scrap past your bedtime.
The 3 a.m. Joker challenge.
The 3 a.m. Joker.
The thumbnail is me pushing you back out of a window. The podcast only has one person, though, because you're dead.
Okay, that's definitely worth a commercial break right
there. Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, my God. I need more liquor. So I'm going to say a joke, okay?
Yeah.
It's a really shitty joke.
Is this a Joker joke?
No. Sure, yeah, it's a Joker joke. Okay, whatever I say, you ask me, are they any good, okay?
All right.
You ready? Hey, Nick, we're going to be having Wookiee steaks tonight.
Okay? Are they any good?
They're a little chewy.
God damn it. That laugh, we're on the fucking Joker shit. I feel like the Joker would say that and just start cackling afterwards.
Well, shit. Have you seen Zack Snyder's Justice League yet?
Fuck, I haven't, no.
Dude, it's so good, okay? 4 hours of your life to waste, okay? I promise. It's worth it. Okay. Joker, okay?
Yeah.
This is the We Live in a Society Joker, too, okay? So, at the end of it, spoilers alert, okay? There's a scene, it's the, you know, nightmare, it's the post-apocalyptic future and shit like that. And Superman is evil, okay?
Yeah.
And the only survivors are, like, Batman, Joker, and Flash, and Cyborg, and a couple others, okay? And Superman shows up and shit like that. And Joker's on, like, their little team and stuff like that. And, like, you know, Batman's all, like, gearing up and shit like that. Because Superman's just gonna fucking melt the hell out of them all. And Joker, like, everybody's suiting up and like, oh, we're going to fight this guy. And Joker just starts laughing. I'm like, badass right there. that's a 14-year-old dude right there.
He looks at something that scares him and laughs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See?
Because you know the Joker's pissing his pants.
Exactly. But imagine, like, you know, there's like a dumb 14-year-old that is just way too edgy. And you're just like, dude, shut the fuck up. And he just starts laughing. What would you do?
I really don't know. I'm glad I haven't been faced by that because, like...
I feel like I have it.
I'm not, like, the kind of person that, like, gets, like, physically fighty.
Mm.
So I'm not gonna, like, smoke him in the fucking face or anything. Like, but I don't know what I would do. Like,
I'd just be like, dude, okay, all right, I'm leaving.
Like, I'm just like, oh, I get it. You're trying to sound crazy because, like, you think it's cool.
See, 14-year-olds are so much different now than they were when we were 14.
Oh, yeah.
I know that wasn't...
Don't get me wrong, like, we're...
I know that was only, like, that's less than 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, still, it is so different from then to now.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I'm still trying to piece together, why are these kids so much different than from what...
And that's just what every generation has to deal with. Mm-hmm. I look at us, and we're just, like, people were emo when we were 14. I look at them now, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sad, but I listen to, like... Suicide Boys and Billie Eilish and like look at my 90s inspired skater outfit and then you dress in just purely like modern stylizations when it's like Like, from what I've seen in photographs, that is not what people dressed like in the 90s. You're just wearing big pants and a beanie.
Yeah. Like, this aesthetic that, like, people are attaching themselves to is getting so fucking annoying now.
And, once again, we're turning into the older generation. Yeah. And but like,
you sound like such boomers.
And I do understand why, like, say, like, from what I've heard, at least, women would want to wear, like, bigger pants like that. It takes away the sexualization image. But I guarantee there are also people that are wearing that because they're just like, oh, look, everybody else is. Yeah, like, I got to be cool.
I'm sure they're comfortable, too.
Oh, I'd imagine.
But here's the thing.
Like, I wear jeans every day. I don't know what comfort is. Jeez.
I mean, I wore jammy pants to fucking work, and that was the most comfortable thing
I've ever done. Like to wear that to sleep. I'm either, like, wearing jeans and a t-shirt and something over that t-shirt, or I'm just, like, literally just in a pair of underwear and nothing else.
I mean, anytime you...
It's just an on-off switch.
Anytime you ever just crash on my couch, you seem way too comfortable and just...
Oh, yeah, I'm just so used to it. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep in my regular clothes either unless I'm somewhere. I'm just so used to wearing them.
I just completely shed off my skin and just... and I just go to
sleep. I walk into my recharging station and I stand there for 8 hours.
Well, that's what Joe Biden does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know...
And Trump, he's in a vat every night.
Well, I know, like, from this is fact. I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they, like, you know, take off their skin in their reptilian form and like that. And they just go under, like, a heating lamp and just sleep. That is what happens.
And then they wake up and they look at everything wrong with Mark Zuckerberg. So exactly. They got to unzip him and fix all the mechanical parts.
Yeah. He's a complicated mechanism. He really is.
I feel like we have to clarify that we don't think they're lizards and he's a robot. they're just so inhuman that, like...
Well, like, obvious, I do not think they are reptilians, okay? I do not think that
because I know there are people that, if enough people hear this, will be God, these guys are so fucking stupid. Yeah. But then again, there's people that'll think we're stupid for not believing that
there
they are.
There we go, yeah.
So, we're all stupid.
The people... The only people that are probably listening to this are those people.
Are the reptiles, right?
the people who listen to this are the reptilians and the people who think there are reptilians out there. So it all makes sense now. Like,
yeah, like I've been to this day trying to figure out how to unzip my skin. And it's not fun, but I know that there's something better under there.
Oh, yeah.
Something with some cool scales and like some teeth. As if I don't already have teeth.
Exactly. If anybody is a reptilian in our political or social environment,
I'm going for Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, he looks like there's something wrong with him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I genuinely think he is...
Well, he's the reason that, like, all the clouds are holograms and, like...
Obviously, yeah.
And, like, there are cloud people in there.
Uh-huh.
And they look like lizards, too.
Exactly.
That's how you have to respond to people that believe that shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Well, like... The one flat earther I met, he actually was a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah, like, it. As long as it doesn't dictate their whole personality, exactly. I don't give a shit. I mean, I don't give a shit either.
But. Exactly. It's like, I don't know, like, it didn't bother me. I'm just like, fuck, well, I don't care, man. But, like, he was like, yeah, well, like, the government is trying to cover up that the earth is actually flat, and there's, like, you know, there's an ice wall around here. I'm like, well, yeah, obviously, and, like...
You're gonna find the ice wall and start bottling it to sell next to Fiji water?
Well, I just keep thinking of, like, Game of Thrones. There's the ice wall there. I'm like, is that what you're thinking about? I just told him, like, dude, like, I mean, like, straight up, Clinton's fucking reptilians. He goes, yeah, man, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't conspiracies don't bother me as long as, like if somebody...
As long as they don't, like, let you indirectly harm other people. Like, yeah, I don't care.
And it's not like some of them... aren't true either.
Yeah.
And let me put it this way,
if it's one of those things that's like, let's say like reptilians or flat earth, I will, at least in my head, judge the shit out of you because at the end of the day, every single person on this planet does that with about something with other people.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really give a shit.
But like, there is the, like, the conspiracy theory that the government is watching us through our webcams. That was completely proven to be true.
Oh yeah, like,
so like, that's,
I don't think they're watching all of us at once, but they obviously can watch whoever they want
whenever
if they're in front of said media device.
Exactly.
And I think so too, yeah.
And before Edward Snowden kind of leaked all that information, before that, it was just as like tinfoil hat as any other conspiracy.
Oh yeah, and now there. It's like you hear people like genuinely, you'll just see like, I don't know, like at least like when I'm in public, like one out of every fucking five laptops or some shit I see has like a sticker over the webcam.
Yeah, exactly. Like people accept it now. It's like,
yeah, it's thing. Like,
and even the have you heard about the Bohemian Grove kind of shit?
I've heard the name, but it's maybe I've heard it.
All these like really old white dudes,
yeah,
go into a forest and worship a giant owl statue.
Yeah.
And it's like Ronald Reagan, FDR, JFK, like big time white men. Like,
aren't they all dead now too?
I'm pretty sure.
But
that,
are you just like saying like them as in like
important
that image?
Exactly. Like important people.
Yeah.
But like, that was just as white hat conspiracy. Jesus. Tinfoil hat conspiracy theory as anything else. But the thing is, our main man, Alex Jones, actually proved it to be true. Like, in all of his bullshit, that was what he got right.
There's, I'll let you finish this one, then there's one thing I want to say that he almost got right. He was on the right track, which is absurd, because that man is just like a human rhinoceros just snorting out CO2.
he's like I feel like I would really like to meet him at least.
Oh yeah,
because like I feel like he would be a blast to talk to.
Oh yeah,
like it's just like anything else, he just takes things way too hard. I'm just like, dude, please take
he takes it to like three levels past what you thought was possible.
Yeah,
so like either it's gonna be really like, I don't know, it would be an experience.
Yeah, see, this is the, because he took a video, he snuck into the actual thing.
Oh, yeah.
And this is from an expert from the actual video that he took. And this is legit. They were burning some sort of effigy.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, alive or anything. But
but it was a makeshift, you know, an effigy, like some sort of person, animal thing.
Yeah.
It's a recreation.
Yeah, and they burned it in front of the owl, and they start chanting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Deep down, I don't give a shit what.
Oh, yeah, because, like, when I see that, I'm just like, that might just be some creepy, weird frat thing, basically.
Yeah, like, every single guy at Bowling Green does this shit.
Like, yeah, it's like, no, seriously, though, I saw a picture, back when I used to follow really trash Instagram pages, there's that Do It For State college page where they posted all the college party shit, and like I couldn't scroll like three images down on my phone on Instagram in public without just seeing some like topless chick or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But well, no, not topless. Instagram will ban that. But just softcore porn. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want this to pop up on my phone in public. But anyways, there was like a picture, and it's these two guys. There's a couch on a bonfire. And they're sitting on it with their arms stretched out like they're pretending to drive something. Sitting on the couch that is probably just freshly thrown over this massive fucking fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just says in like this really shitty like PNG layover, like a postcard, but like you could tell it was done in like the early 2000s on a computer. Greetings from BGSU. And this page has like millions of followers, and I'm just like,
see, we actually figured out what's good in Ohio.
We're an internet. We have one international party school that has taken over an entire small town.
Exactly. And
the,
it's
like the frontman from the Cars went there and then dropped out.
Like, Bowling Green is famous for how drunk people get there. How fucking.
Yeah, and I would hate living there if I wasn't tied to the college.
And the
I
thing,
would hate it.
The thing is, Bowling Green really isn't all that big either.
Oh, no, it's not. But it's just big enough where if you can dedicate the whole thing to just a bunch of fucking drunken, like, late teens and 20-something-year-olds, it's just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And, I mean, awesome if you're socially into that shit. Don't get me wrong, I love getting, like, plastered and, like, just fucking around with people and having fun. But,
absolutely.
Like, I look at that, I'm like, wow, everybody looks like an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like, actually look, which I normally don't have to do this. I'm not one of those people that are like, oh, no one has my interest, fuck them. But when I go places like that, I have to actually look for people that even look like they'd be not an asshole.
Yeah.
Is the best way to put it. Yeah. Like, I'm not looking for people that are nice, but someone to talk to. Like, fuck. Like, these people look like they would just be, like, talking to a brick fucking wall.
Yeah. Unless you are literally plastered as fuck, it's hard to find. Because if you're drunk, you'll talk to anybody. You'll talk to a fucking...
If in your head you hear, like, a fucking tree talking to you, you'll talk to
it. Yeah, yeah. But, like,
other guys will do that when they're fucking horny.
But, like, everybody at Bowling Green, and they're either Kyle's or Brad's. Like,
yeah.
They really are. And I'm not saying that just because, like, oh, you know, they're Brad's and Kyle's, and I'm just a damn edgy Josiah.
I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Like,
I'm that, like, white virgin in that virgin meme.
Like, I'm not trying to sound like that, but I know I sound like that.
Like, I'm an introvert, not, like, a socially inept fucking idiot.
Yeah. See, I'm saying, like, if I came up there, I'm just like, man, the government fucking sucks. Yeah, it does suck. We need Trump back and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, and it's just like...
That's the people that you would meet there.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you gotta make sure you at least have a couple drinks in you before you talk to
anybody. There's a lot of people that... Like, if you go to a frat house, yeah, I just avoid those things. Because, like, even if... Everybody there, for just some hypothetical reason, was just totally cool with me randomly being there. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, here, dude, have a fucking beer, smoke some fucking pot. I would just look at them and I'd look at everything going on and I'd say, I'll take that and I'll do it somewhere else where I'd, you know, not be bored the fuck out of my mind or constantly pissed off at the fucking surrounding people.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk to someone, listen to some fucking music. Yeah. Like...
And vibe really fucking hard.
But yeah, like, and I don't even need to do any of that shit in the first place. Yeah. Like, that. And once again, it's, I don't know, it's because places like that flock people in that just go there to party. And then it covers up the, I would imagine, decent amount of people that actually, like, have a personality outside of just, like, sex and alcohol.
Yeah. Because that's 90% of the people there. And I'm not trying to dog on anybody who went to BG, because my sister went to BG.
Oh, yeah, my best friend went there. Like, yeah.
It's cool if you want to go to BG, but I'm just saying the stereotype is true.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And
I literally watched a guy in front of me in a truck fucking blast through a puddle and just soak a bunch of chicks. Like, in fucking movies. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's what it's like.
That shit happens.
Bowling Green is the movie representation of colleges.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's
why people go there.
Like, people look at, you know, any kind of movie and they're like, oh, you know, that's not really how college is. I mean, you haven't been to BG.
It's like, yet. Yeah, people don't wear fucking togas anymore, but, like, I'm pretty sure people get drunk enough to, like, fucking smoke pot out of a watermelon and just, like, fucking do a keg stand or something. I have a thing where, like, I'm not saying I can't, but, like, if I drink or I'm intoxicated, I don't get sick, even if I need to, because my body's just like, don't do it. It's going to suck, even if it's going to be better afterwards. It's going to fucking suck. But I just fucking unloaded my fucking stomach. Damn. I literally got on my knees and just... And
vomited
I was,
everything.
Yeah, out. And I mean, damn. I was like so scared that I was going to get it everywhere. We were gone.
Legendary.
Like, it wasn't fun. But we, I just blasted it fucking all over, like, the grass and, like, the parking lot of this place I was at.
Mm.
And, my friend's like, holy shit, like, I had to basically hold you to keep you conscious, but, like, you didn't get, like, anything on your clothes.
Whoa.
And you kept rambling on about how, like, terrified you were that you were just gonna puke all over yourself and, like, oh, did I get it all over myself? Like... Can you tell me? Because I don't fucking know. I was just incoherent.
Damn.
And then, the next morning, he's just like, dude, you didn't get, like, anything on yourself. And I was like, well, shit. That wasn't bad.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. I don't think I've ever thrown up from any kind of intense intoxication. I think I've just been, I've been pretty mild with. I don't like drinking in general.
Oh, I don't normally I don't care to get that fucked up on literally anything at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the kind of person where if I drink, it's probably for the taste and a little bit of a slight feel.
See, that's the stupid thing about me. I don't like heavy drinking at all, but I like Smirnoffs.
Oh, yeah, you can like the taste of shit and enjoy it.
Like, anytime I've ever, I'm like, yeah, spirit rolls are okay. They're like, that's a pussy drink. I'm like, but it tastes good.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what else to say. Fucking love beer. And I, if I want to get like fucked up, I'm not going to drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's literally any sort of liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I can get some cheap Kamchatka vodka that is just like fucking garbage, like windshield wiper fluid. And like, since I'm so small, like, fuck, I drink like 3 or 4 fucking shots of that, and that's enough to get comfortably tipsy. And yeah. Then, like, beyond that, you know, it doesn't take much more. Right. I mean, to get all the way, but like, I just think beer fucking tastes good. Like, I don't need to drink it to get drunk. Like,
huh. It's still an acquired taste.
I hate how people, like, dog on other people for, like, outside of, like, jokes. People are like, Right. Dude, that's a pussy drink. And I'm just like, I'm the person who, like, drinks beer for taste, and I think you're a dick for, like, saying that someone isn't gonna, they're a pussy for drinking that stereotypical, like, giant blue drink with the umbrella in it. Like,
God.
That shit tastes good, and people like it for a reason. Like, quit being such a macho, man.
What is that even called? I see that shit all over
the place. They have all of these. The one thing that I think it's fucking stupid about them are the names. It's like, oh, Sex on the Beach, and it's just like, okay, we get it. Actually. It's supposed to be good. Like, Sex on the Beach would fucking suck.
A lot of sand getting in places that it doesn't belong.
There's beds for a reason.
Exactly.
There's backs of cars for a fucking reason.
Shit. I was thinking, because, like, at work, people are obsessing over the vaccines and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. And, like, it's awesome because, like, you get people saying, like, well, you know, this one was developed under the Trump administration, so I'm not going to take it. I'm like, could you shut the
just
fuck up?
Do something, like,
I
quit telling everybody and just, are you, like, don't get me wrong. I personally mm-hmm. think that, like, everybody, when given the chance, should
yeah.
take one, whether depending on what's available and what mm-hmm. they decide they should take.
Yeah.
Consider your options if you have options, but, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, like just, if you're not going to take it, then just don't take it and shut up about it.
Exactly.
I'm sick of hearing you.
Like, am I going to actively pursue getting a vaccine like it's my last chance to live? No.
Yeah, like, I don't desperately need it here. Like, I will get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, if I get the chance, I'll get it.
Yeah.
That's how it is. But there's people who are just like...
And even then, I'm not going to preach, like, why I think you should get it. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
I just wish people would say, oh, yeah, I want to get it, or, oh, yeah, I don't want to get it, and just fucking leave it at that.
Yeah.
Like, I have my obvious preference. Other people have their preferences.
Yeah.
Can we just shut up about it
yeah,
at this point?
It's like, not a big... I think... Have you seen the South Park vaccine episode?
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, my God. You gotta watch it.
I have been wanting to watch that
they
shit.
They perfectly encapsulate how each party is doing their thing.
Well,
not
yeah, exactly.
Not political party. I mean, like, everybody... Each, it's Cartman, Kyle, Kenny, and what's the other one?
Stan.
They, each have their own way of looking at the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's literally all, the four of them, perfectly sum up every single mindset I've seen in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's
They usually, if they care to, like, do anything that has weight to it,
mm-hmm.
they'll either do shit just for pure stupidity, or they'll try to attack things from, like, every side.
Yeah.
Like, even if there's an objectively right and wrong side, yeah. they'll make fun of both.
Yeah, and they do a damn good job at it, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's a scene in there where they're trying to get vaccines to the school because the teachers are complaining, which I do think that's stupid. I think all teachers should be getting...
oh yeah, if you're a teacher, like,
get the vaccine.
If you don't like it, get a different fucking
yeah,
job.
Like, and
you're exposing yourself to people
exactly.
like that.
But
it's like healthcare workers should be getting it right away.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly. Like, but they were going to the school and stuff. Like, then they're stopped by another group of kids who are, like, supposed to stop the vaccine from
yeah,
because you know it's vaccines are bad and shit. Like, whatever. And they started a fight and stuff like that. And it's, you know, getting news coverage that they're fighting and stuff like
yeah.
that. And the news reporter, he's like, see, you know, these kids are trying to be heroes, getting these vaccines for everybody. That's their shot. That's their purpose in life. They're trying to get the vaccines out and save everybody. It's so important. And they're being stopped by these ruthless, disgusting thugs just trying to destroy... This kind, and then the other news reporter, he's like, I mean, you know, they have their beliefs and they're just doing their own thing. You disgusting monster! I can't fucking stand it. Yeah. How would you even say it? It's the exact same thing. Like, if you don't want the vaccine, just shut the fuck up about it. Just, if you do want
don't
the vaccine,
get it. Yeah. No one's forcing you to get it to some extent. You still have a choice. No one is telling you, like, gonna. If you don't want to get it and your job requires you to get it, I understand that, like, sucks. But, like, no one's taking you by the arm and stabbing it into you.
Exactly.
Like, you still ultimately have the choice.
Exactly. If at the end of the day, I think if you don't, if somebody does not want to get it, shut the fuck up about it and don't get it.
Yeah,
like,
and I mean,
just come on. And the people who are freaking out about the people who are not taking it and just leave them alone and get the fuck over it.
I'm getting sick of it, dude. Like,
I want this pandemic to end, but I know once it's driving over, us all insane. I know once it's over, some other kind of bullshit is going to come up and it's just going to infuriate the world again. We live in a society, people. Come on.
Joker full circle.
Fuck this world, dude.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
I got way too heated.
Fuck Ohio, man.
Ohio sucks. Fuck the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Fuck.
Yeah, that's like the only good thing we have that's like internationally recognizable. Yeah. Other than, of course, the Big Butter Jesus.
Exactly.
If you don't know what that is, you might need to like check if you're a robot or something.
Exactly. Get that Bill Gates vaccine out of you and shit like that. See, that's the
microchips he's putting in you.
See, that's the one thing. Like, if I know Bill Gates didn't like make the vaccine.
Oh, no, he just gave people the money.
Yeah,
got money, I always will think is shady.
Exactly.
But, like, at the end of the day, it's not like, oh, I'm putting microchips in the vaccine. Like, you can't do that. And it's physically, to put something like that in someone, you literally need to get, like, a very large needle, a glass capsule, and you need to, like, basically buy it and take it to, like, a body modification shop or, like, tattoo parlors, and they'll inject it into a very specific part of you. And you won't be able to tell it's there unless you touch that part of your body.
You are you know way too much about this.
Well, even then, these NFC tags, you can program them to do anything from, like, unlock a key carded door to, like, but, like, they're not, like, James Bond technology where a satellite can pick them up. They only work at, like, a foot or something.
Yeah.
Like, how is Bill Gates going to spy on you from a foot away unless from your fucking computer screen.
There you go. Thank you, Bill Gates.
But even then, he has so. Do you think he fucking cares what anyone's doing?
Dude is way too old and way too brainless to care. Like,
he's got a shit ton of money. He doesn't give a shit.
Endlessly rich. Rich. He's right up there with Bill.
Right up there with Bill Gates.
He's right up there with Jeff Bezos, Elon. He is.
Oh yeah.
Disgustingly rich. Do you really think he cares about the livelihood of some random person?
People misunderstand that not caring doesn't mean malicious.
Yeah.
Because to want to do all of this extra shit, you would have to care.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand people do shit for profit, but even then, you know how easy it is for him to make profit from the government and other companies already?
Oh, yeah.
He can do that legally and that weird, shady gray area that's legal, but it shouldn't be. He doesn't need new risky ways to make fucking money. He already has every other way.
Yeah, he does not, contrary to popular belief, he does not want a new world order. He is not trying to control he's just a rich motherfucker who's got way too much money and just wants more money. And honestly, the whole reason he put that much like money into the production of the vaccine is probably because he just wants people to
like
get back
him
to
more
work.
Or, yeah,
or like or him more.
Get back to work, that's a better option.
Yeah, because he wants to make more money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because once people see that he is, it kind of backfired because now everybody thinks he's a psychopath.
Yeah, everyone already thought that. So, I mean, they're just looking for reasons to say Bill Gates controls the world. It's like, okay, he controls like a lot of assets and monetary things and has influence, but like.
So. Here's the
thing. He has to care more.
Yeah, he would have to care more, and he would have to give a shit to be, in any way, shape, or form, malicious, in my opinion. But if, in this hypothetical universe that somebody is malicious, do you think it's, we're going to cut Mark Zuckerberg out there because he doesn't exist.
Yeah, he is not actually a human.
Yeah. Between Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, who's like the billionaire who wants the New World Order to come to pass?
I always think of Elon Musk. I really don't like him. I mean, I hate Jeff Bezos more, but I don't know. All the shit that he does, I see it as new groundbreaking technology.
Okay.
But he's just some trust fund baby that had an idea, and everybody else has to do the shit for him.
That's fair.
Okay. Like, I think that these are cool, groundbreaking things, but I think he's just a fucking, he's out there for glory. It's all an inflated ego thing. I mean, if you look at the way he interacts with people online, it's just like, look, guys, I'm cool. Like, look, I'm funny. Like,
well, his kid's name is like, what was, it was like,
some
Ace X dash 20. It was, let me actually look that shit up. It was the weird, like, oh, that's where we're going to have to describe. I think Elon Musk is pretty cool, but I do agree.
Yeah,
he's a dude with a lot of ideas who has a lot of money to have those ideas come to pass.
Oh, exactly.
Like, who the fuck puts a Tesla into space? Like, that is the most self-masturbatory thing. That's a waste.
Exactly. He's literally just fucking sucking his own dick. Like, that's just like, look at me, guys. Like, okay, why don't you put another satellite in space? Or why don't you, I don't know, solve an issue on the planet?
Yeah. There's the kid's name. I think that's
pronounced. I saw a picture, but it was like, it's Elon holding this, you know, obviously very young baby because that's how old he is. And it's just a very, like, silhouetted picture of Elon.
Yeah.
And I look at it and I'm just like, who is that? He's not that old already.
Whoever did this is going to hell.
Someone Photoshopped tattoos on his face.
They're going to hell for that. Yeah.
His shirt, Occupy Mars.
X Ace. A-12. I know A-12 is like supposed to be like a fighter jet or something like that. And X-Ace is like what his wife wanted or something like that. And then that's just what they agreed. I'm like, that poor kid. I'm going to name my kid, I don't know, Potato Chip.
Be like Frank Zappa, name your kid like fucking Moon Unit and like Dweezil.
See, that's actually kind of cool though.
At least it's cool. Yeah, yeah. It's not... You could argue that it's stupid, but, like, yeah. You could always argue that Elon Musk's name is, or his kid's name is more stupid.
Yeah. And sucks, because, like, it's not the kid's fault.
Fucking Roy Wood, a musician out of Birmingham, since his last name's Wood, he named his daughter Holly. I thought that was kind of cool. I'm obviously really cheesy pun, but, like, also it's neat. I mean... Yeah, they're going to get made fun of, but I feel like everybody gets made fun of, like, something at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Well, like, again, it's... I don't think a parent should name their kid after something they... especially an object that they like. And, again, he named his kid... His part of the name is literally a fighter jet that he likes. Like, that. Are you... What?
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck, I like fucking bratwurst, so I'm not going to name my kid sauerkraut. Like, not going to name him pumpernickel rye fucking bread shit.
Steve Jobs' kid, her name is like, I don't know, like the iPod or something like that. iPod, come here. Like.
That sounds like a Gabriel Iglesias joke.
It does.
But it's like, no, I like...
Bill Gates is your. Hey, son, your name is Micro.
Your name is Michael Son.
We've made that joke like the past three episodes.
I make that joke a lot, like outside of here. It's just every time someone brings up like heavy conspiracy shit with like Bill Gates, I just like scream fucking Microsoft in all caps.
Oh jeez, I think we've lost our sanity. We should probably end it.
Here. Oh yeah, I think we should cut it.
Yeah.
Scrap it right now before it's published.
Yeah. If you guys are still watching this or listening to this, thank you so much. It means a lot to us. Again,
this is Ricky Bobby, and if you don't chew Big Red, go fuck yourself.
And I'm Bratwurst.
And I'm Sauerkraut.
And this is Past Your Bedtime. Thank you so much for listening. Laters.